أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر أن الله يعلم ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أينما كانوا ثم ينبئهم بما عملوا يوم القيامة إن الله بكل شيء عليم ألم تر إلى الذين نهوا عن النجوى ثم يعودون لما نهوا عنه ويتناجون بالإثم والعدوان ومعصية الرسول وإذا جاءوك حيوك بما لم يحيك به الله ويقولون في أنفسهم لولا يعذبنا الله بما نقول حسبهم جهنم يصلونها فبئس المصير.
Don't you see that Allah Ta'ala knows all that is in the heavens and all that is in the earth? There is no secret counsel between three people, but Allah Ta'ala is the fourth of them, and no secret counsel of five people, but Allah Ta'ala is the sixth. And nothing less nor more, but He is with you wherever you be. Then He will tell you the truth of your conduct on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah Ta'ala has knowledge of all things. Don't you see towards those who are forbidden from holding secret consultations, then they revert to what they have been forbidden, and they hold secret consultations with sin, transgression, and the disobedience of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when they do come to you, they greet you not as Allah Ta'ala has greeted you. And they say to themselves, why doesn't Allah Ta'ala punish us for our words? Jahannam is enough for them, they will enter therein, and it is a terrible end. O you who believe, when you do hold secret consultations, then don't do it in sin, transgression, and in the disobedience of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But if you have to have such secret counsels, then let it be in acts of virtue and righteousness, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Him you will be assembled back to. These type of counseling and consultations are inspired from shaitan to bring about grief to the believers, and they will not be able to harm them in the least except as Allah Ta'ala permits. And the believers should put their trust in Allah Ta'ala alone. And O you who believe, when you are told to make room, to make space for new people coming in assemblies, then make the room, and Allah Ta'ala will grant you room as well. He will grant you abundance. And when you are told to rise, to get up, then get up. Allah Ta'ala will rise those that believe amongst you, as well as the people of knowledge in ranks. And Allah Ta'ala is fully acquainted with all that you do. Some of the adab and the etiquette of socializing. As the Muslim Brotherhood began to progress and strengthen in Medina Munawwara, so this brought a lot of concern to those who were corrupt and against Islam. So they devised many ways to hurt the Muslims. One of the ways that they had thought of was to have secret consultations. If they see a Muslim, then they will gang together and they will do as though they are talking in secret, and repeatedly they will point towards the believer as though they are conniving against him. risk was only to cause grief and pain to the believers that, see, we are now working and plotting against you. So they are forbidden from doing so. And Allah Ta'ala says that when you do have these type of secret consultations, then you must be in acts of virtue and righteousness, not to bring about grief and pain, and not in sin and transgression. And then whatever is spoken, whatever is being discussed in secret, then let it remain a secret, let it be secret, and let it be just confined to the participants. However, in some situations, the Sharia has commanded that the secret has to be exposed and divulged. For example, someone is planning to hurt someone. Incorrectly, he's planning to hurt someone. Then this must be divulged, he must be exposed. He's planning to kill someone. He's planning to hurt someone and injure someone. He's planning to do something haram with someone. Then this must be exposed, must be brought out in the open to save the person from any type of oppression and wrong. But overall, these type of secret consultations must be done at the time of need, not to hurt, not to provoke, not to intimidate. Therefore, Allah Pak says that this type of consultations were really inspired by Shaitan to bring grief to the believers. But the believers should not be paying attention to this, because their trust and their reliance must be in Allah Ta'ala, not in the strategies and the connivings of the unbelievers and corrupt. They will carry on their ways of corruption. They will carry on with their mischief. And you're not supposed to be getting interested and concerned of what mischief they are doing. Rather, your trust must just grow and increase in Allah Ta'ala all the time. You will be paying attention to their mischief and their wrong, and there will be no end to it. And this is an easy way to distract you from your real cause, because then you will be concerned about their connivings, their plannings, and their plottings. Whereas what was required of you is you trust in Allah Ta'ala, ask of Him, beg of Him, and carry on your work. Then the second adab, social etiquette, in gatherings, if there are newcomers that have come, then it will be told, make room. So those that are already present, they will make room for those that are coming in. And don't feel belittled when you are asked to make room for these people that have come in. And sometimes it is required that those that were already seated in the assembly or the gathering, they are asked to get up and leave. So don't you feel humiliated, why have you been asked to get up and leave? There may be some reasons for this, but for the apparent disgrace that you may apprehend that I was asked to leave, then don't feel that you have been belittled, and see the reward that Allah Ta'ala is going to give you. You have lowered yourself, and for that, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ Allah Ta'ala will raise the believers amongst you, as well as the people of knowledge, they will be raised up. The last adab is the Munafiqeen also had sensed that they had planned that they should use some way to distance believers from Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what they would do is they would speak to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in private, and then they would lengthen that consultation so that the believers may not have an audience with Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they would come speak in private, and they would lengthen and prolong that sitting. As a result, it would bring about some disturbance to the righteous believers. So in order to control this, Allah Ta'ala commanded, قَدِّمُوا بَيْنِ يَدَيْ نَجْوَاكُمْ صَدَقًا If you do have to have this type of private consultations with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then before such consultations, give out some charity. This will be better for you, and it's more conducive for purity in conduct. But if you don't find the means to do so, then Allah Ta'ala forgives you. For Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, أَشْفَقْتُمْ Are you afraid to give out some charities before you come to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? فَإِذْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَتَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ Are you afraid to give out some charity before having some consultation privately with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? But if you cannot do so, and Allah Ta'ala has always looked towards you with forgiveness and kindness, then don't be concerned, you have waived this law, because it's already a lesson to the munafiqeen, they will not do this in future. But continue with your righteousness, establish regular salah, and give out regular zakah, and be always obedient to Allah Ta'ala and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for Allah Ta'ala is fully acquainted with all that you do. Thank you.